God is a good God, isn't he? What an awesome God we serve. Yeah, praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord, y'all. It's 1 o'clock, or actually I got a couple minutes after. But it's about time to start. Welcome to the Healing School. We have one of these the second Saturday of every month for, I guess, 17 or 18 years now. Been doing this a long time. But I've seen our Lord do some awesome things in those 17 or 18 years. Wow. He's a mighty God. Well, let's come to the Lord in prayer and then we'll get started. Father, we praise you and thank you that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. Lord, we thank you that this healing school is your healing school. We thank you for the people that came here today to hear your word. And whatever the need is, I ask you to meet their needs, Father. And I praise you and thank you for forgiving all of their sins and healing all of our diseases. You've sent your word and healed us, and we're grateful for the wonderful word that you've given us and all the wonderful examples you've given us in your word, so we'll know how you are, what makes you happy, what doesn't make you happy, and what we got to do to get in the right place with you so we can be healed. And Father, I praise you and thank you for providing healing for all of us if we only know it. And I thank you and praise you for directing us, opening our hearts and our minds today as we read your word and talk about you. May you do a great and mighty work and heal and restore and meet every need of everybody that came here today. And as they go back home, whenever that is, I ask you to bless them and have a good trip back home. And Lord, let them take the knowledge and wisdom they'll gain from your word with them. And as they learn more about you, may you use each one of these people in a mighty way to bring glory and honor to your kingdom, because it's all about you. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for blessing us today as we teach the word and as you open our hearts and minds to your word to bless us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. There's my lovely wife, praise the Lord. She's here. Praise the Lord. We got people here from all over. We're so grateful. But I always ask this question, who do we have here from Justin? Justin or Argyle? We got one. The rest of us are from somewhere else. It's amazing how we have so many sick people in Justin. Now, you know, we now have 3,400 people in Justin since the new census they took the other day. And it is amazing how many people in this town know me, but how few of them ever come to one of my healing schools. So I just stand amazed. You know, I guess like the Lord says, a prophet in his own hometown is not recognized. But anyway, we sure do get to see God do a lot of wonderful things and heal a lot of people. I've made myself an outline today. I put scribble a few different things around. I don't know whether I'll follow it very well or not, but I never know what God's going to do. But usually what I like to do in the first half of this is show you some of the things that God does in his word that makes you sick. I like for people to realize where sickness and disease comes from, because most of my life I didn't know. And when I did begin to learn this, I've come to realize that, and even pastors, you know, of different churches, I have them call me once in a while and say, you know, I listened to something you said the other day and I don't agree with you. Like when we was in Norway the other day, there was a lady came up after the service and she said, you know, I go to a big church here in Norway and I can agree with some of the things you teach, but some of them I cannot agree with. I said, well, like what? And she said, well, this thing that you teach about women being sick when they don't submit to their husbands. She said, I don't believe I have to submit to my husband. I said, well, ma'am, you don't believe God's word. And she says, where do you get that? And so I just took her to a few places, you know, in 1 Peter and a few other places in the word, where Paul said, you know, that you have to, women, wives, have to submit to their husbands in all things. And she said, you know, I just don't believe that. I said, well, ma'am, you don't believe what I say. You don't believe God's word. I said, God clearly said every wife must submit to her husband in all things. And I said, if you don't, I said, if you continue in that long enough, I said, it will make you sick because you're a disobedient daughter. And I said, I've seen many, many women in my life healed, and that was their problem because they would not submit to their husband. And, you know, maybe it took 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. But eventually they come down with some kind of sickness, and then you pray for them and nothing happens until they repent for not submitting to their husbands. And then when they repent, they get healed. I thought, you know, gee, wouldn't it be simple if we just read God's word and do what he said? But we don't do a very good job there. Now, I'm going to start out with a scripture. I want to take you to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And I want you to see what Joshua 1:8 says. And I don't care what translation we read, the King James or the NLT. It doesn't make any difference because this would be a good place to start. And listen to these instructions in Joshua 1:8 that the Lord is giving to Joshua. These instructions, now, I have taught on this before, of course, and I've had some people call me and tell me, you know, this is God talking to Joshua, and this is not for us today. Well, let me tell you, if it's in God's Word, it's for us today. You agree with that? If God put it in the book, I mean, if he said something somewhere way back there to one man, will it work for another man? Yes, it will. It sure will. In other words, God doesn't have to call my name and say, Thurman Scrivener, this is for you, and this won't work for nobody else in the world, but it's only going to work for you. That's not the way he does business. When he says something, he's speaking to all of us, isn't he, brother? Yes. So let's see what he says. Now, the first thing he says, this is in the NLT, and you notice here, it doesn't say read. What does it say? Study. Now then, meditate. Depends on which translation you're using, but the NLT says, study this book of the law. How often? Continuously or daily. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, I want you all to be honest with me. We're all Christian brothers and sisters in here. I want to know the truth. How many of you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, never let the day go by but what you're in God's Word for a little while every day? Now, you're in God's Word every day. Y'all are telling me the truth? Okay, praise the Lord.
Every day.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, every day. See, sometimes there is even a whole day goes by that I don't open the Word. That's why I didn't hold up my hand. I mean, it's very difficult to do what this says. It says, study this book of the law continuously, meditate on it day and night, so you may be sure to obey all that is written in it. Only then will you succeed. Now, let me ask you this another way. How many of you want to succeed in life? Okay, we all held up our hands there. We all want to succeed, but do we get too busy with the world sometimes to spend a day with God? Yeah, sure, here's a young man. He just like me. He knows that once in a while he gets busy doing something and he goes all day and don't even open the Word of God. Is that right? Yeah, I do that too. I try not to do that very often, but I do that. Now then, way back yonder, it was not uncommon for me to go through the whole week and not even think about God. Have any of y'all ever been there and done that? Yeah. I mean, we can go through the whole week. In fact, I can remember, I got saved at 11, and I can remember the time I was 18 or 19 years old. Man, on Sunday, I'm building race cars and taking them to the races to race on Sunday. I ain't praying over nothing. Did I ever pray over my races? No. I mean, I'm totally eat up with the flesh. Y'all know. So any of you men ever been there with me? You done those dumb things too? Sure you have. You know, we've all done that. And I had some sickness and disease back in those days. You know, I never even give it a thought whenever something would happen to me. And here I'm a big, strong, healthy 25 or 30-year-old young man, and I go to reach down and pick up something that Maybe it weighs 5 or 10 pounds. And maybe it's 40 or 50 pounds. But I pick up and turn just wrong and then I'm down in my back for the next week. I had no idea that my sin was not putting God first. But did he tell us to put him first in all things? Yeah, so what do we not understand about that? We don't do that. And so what happens? I say, well, it makes us sick. And some people say, you know, I just don't believe that. Well, it does. In Joshua 1:8, he says, study this book of the law continuously, which none of us do that. Meditate on it day and night, which virtually none of us do that. So you may be sure to obey all that is written in it. And I will have to say, the time that I have spent meditating on God's Word, it has certainly opened His rules to me and made me a different man. You know, there's things I wouldn't dream about doing today, CE, that I wouldn't have no problem with at all 40 years ago. You probably could say that too, right? Yeah, definitely. See, I mean, 40 years ago, you know, when I was 30 years old, I had no problem, well, maybe not 30, but 25 or something like that, 22 to 25. I had absolutely no problem on Sunday taking my race car to the races and going and race my car. You know, I had no problem with that. But God said I'm supposed to be in church, didn't he? But was I? No. Was I putting God first? No. Who was I putting first? The race car and me. Yeah, it's my life, I'll do what I want to with it. I didn't have a clue that all my strength and energy and knowledge and wisdom and everything was coming from God. Aren't we glad he's a merciful, kind God? Because if he wasn't merciful and kind, how many of us would be here today? None of us. We would all be dead. You know, if he judged us for what we should be, it would be over, wouldn't it? I'm so glad. We were just talking about grace out there a while ago. Somebody's talking about some of these new grace movements that are coming in and things like this. And I will have to say that the God we serve is a God of grace.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.